Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
You live in Wentzville. What'd you expect?
Oh, what do you expect? It's New Kirkwood. People need to act like it and stop driving their piece of crap Dodges and their piece of crap Ford diesel trucks around like there's something special. There's families trying to eat. There's a whole family, about seven people sitting there, and there's some guy in some stupid Duramax, and he revs it up, right? And all this white smoke comes out. Mm. And they're only doing it because they have small penises. Mm-hmm. I have a large penis. I don't need to rev my truck.
Cut two.
MF, Mike Francesa.
Yes, right, even though you seem like you had a stroke when you were pronouncing his name.
Fall asleep.
Dodgers.
He's the number one pick, that guy.
Trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong, apparently. That guy's the number one.
He's the number one pick.
Okay.
Now, this was the one, because everybody figured Francesa would go one.
To where? Where is he going?
92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
He's got to leave his station now and go to Cleveland.
He's got to move from Manhattan to Cleveland.
I'll leave it at the four.
Cut three.
All right.
Swope named it that.
It's a montage.
To one of his sods.
That's why.
It's
a montage.
Sods. The Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After.
Cusimono.
Now, here is Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimono.
The Morning After with Tim McKernan.
Where do you see the K?
Cut four.
Is that a regular thing that you ask women when you meet them?
They wear shoes.
Because if that is, I can tell you right now why you hadn't had a girlfriend.
Why?
Because it's not a normal practice to go up to a woman and say, will you take off your shoes so I can look at your feet?
Well, how are you going to look at them if you don't ask them to take them off?
Right. So, yeah, it's a great question, Doug.
Yeah.
And that's what I describe as...
She may step down.
That's that, exactly.
Why?
That's,
cut five.
He announced on both Twitter and Facebook that he would not be able to do a Blues intermission report because of Bill's hole.
What did that mean?
I mean, exactly. Is that
in real world, not like Dragon World. What did that mean to like?
I don't know, but here I think he elaborates. Here, take a listen if you would.
All right, hit the
I keep
button.
Getting questions about a certain person's hole, which is Bill's. So if anybody was to say anything about Bill's hole, why the fascination about Bill's hole? You're not seeing my nip. Woo! Let's go, Blues.
Cut six.
I think it'd be kind of neat if we were all introduced with our names mispronounced.
It'd be, it would be kind of...
How could they mispronounce yours? Unless you were Doe Vaughn.
Yeah, that could be.
Apparently we do. Seymour sent it, so we can play it if you'd like.
Doug, you go.
Now,
sure.
Here is Frank Cusimono on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Obviously, this woman's a big fan of my work. Frank Cusimono. Cusimono with you.
Cut seven.
See, if she's got to sit there and agree to do it, at least wake up.
I like kittens and bunnies.
Why does she have to say kittens instead of kittens?
I like leopards and dolphins.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool that you actually like leopards. Wow, I think I'll watch some of your videos now. I wasn't going to before. She's just so real.
I like really manly men.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like voices on females.
Mm. Just super, super cool. And hot. I assume she didn't get much past the third grade.
Do what?